Well, Justin, we had an election this week.
Yes, we did.
The players are basically the same. President Barack Obama is still president. The Senate is still Democratic. The House is still Republican. What does this mean now for Triad area businesses?
It's a good question. And you know it's one that local business people have been asking a lot. When we talk to them over the last 6 months, or really the past year, because there's been so much gridlock in Washington, there's been a great deal of uncertainty about what's going to happen with healthcare, what's going to happen with taxes, what's going to happen with the economy in general. And it really has frozen lenders, and it's frozen business people that have been wanting to hire or wanting to expand, but not knowing what's going to come of these national policies or federal policies that are sort of waiting to be applied or to be passed or not. We're going to be getting some answers in the next couple of months, for sure, at least in terms of the fiscal cliff. So you got to hope that the confidence that we're seeing in a slowly improving economy right now will translate into those decisions being made in the first quarter of next year.
Well, the fiscal cliff is the buzz this week.
Yes.
So everyone's talking about this, and it's coming fairly soon.
Well, you know, the news this week since the election is that there is, at least for the moment, this spirit of let's deal with it together. And so you have the Speaker of the House come out and say that he is willing to look at increased revenue, not increased taxes. He will look at perhaps getting rid of some deductions or eliminating some tax breaks. The president, on the other hand, campaigned very specifically on increasing taxes among the wealthy. They're going to have to work this out. There's going to have to be some compromise, because I think what you're not going to see is a delay in the decision or some kind of stopgap decision. The country really is ready to have this settled. They want to see deficit reduction. They want to see the government starting to get back on track. And the president has a little bit of leverage right now in order to get that done because of the victory that he had earlier in the week.
So hopefully they're not going to kick this down the road another 6 months. But one of the things they can't kick down the road another 6 months is the health care reform,
yeah,
because that has been upheld by the Supreme Court. And we heard a lot of campaigning going on saying that, you know, health care reform was going to kill jobs, was,
yeah,
going to kill small businesses.
Yeah.
Now that we have a Republican governor and General Assembly here in North Carolina, what does that mean for health care here?
I think it means more uncertainty, quite frankly, because while the reelection of President Obama means that health care is not going to be overturned, that was a promise that Governor Romney made, we're going to have it, and it's going to be implemented, and it will be implemented starting a year from January. What the Supreme Court did was it upheld the individual mandate that people are required to buy health insurance, but it sort of gave the states the opportunity to opt out of these exchanges, which are going to make a lot of the choices available to folks that will have to buy insurance. So what North Carolina does in regards to this is really unknown with a Republican-dominated legislature and a Republican in the governor's mansion. We haven't had that before in more than 100 years. And this is a state that has really done a lot of the work to get these exchanges ready and ready to go later in 2013. But it could all come undone as a continued part of the partisan politics that's playing out on this issue.
Well, there's still a lot of uncertainty going on there. But one thing that we do know is that a national company is going to be expanding here in the Triad. And it's great to see a spark of life in one of our core industries.
Yeah, and that's furniture. The Business Journal has an interesting story this week about where Ashley Furniture stands in terms of this 640-acre project in Davie County. And they're on target. This is sort of really good news. Again, a traditional industry where we've lost tens of thousands of jobs in the last 10 years. Ashley is a major national furniture manufacturer. They've made over $4 billion worth of furniture this year. And they're going to have manufacturing operations in Davie County next year. They already have about 70 employees. They'll have more than 1,000 in the next couple of years. And they're going to invest $80 million in that plant. And it's taking the it's gone into an old tobacco factory that Reynolds Tobacco used to own. So it's a win-win across the board for the western part of the Triad.
And really good news for a lot of laid off people from the furniture industry. They're right there in that area.
Yeah. What's important about the decision that Ashley Furniture made is that there was an available building and that there was a trained workforce. You know, all those folks that lost their furniture making jobs in the last several years, they can roll right into this new factory and there's not a whole lot of retraining that has to take place. So, again, I can't emphasize what a big win this is for that part of the region.
So a little uncertainty still on the national stage, but some real improvements here locally.
Yeah, let's hope this continues into the new year.
All right. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thanks, Audrey.